Derek, you're a busy guy. How are you?
Hey, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time. I know you wanted to come on the program to talk about Workers' Memorial Day. What is that?
Workers' Memorial Day is a day of observance in which the National AFL-CIO, as well as all of its affiliates across the United States, observe workplace safety fatalities that have occurred across the state or in the country as well. This is a day that we recognize and raise awareness about the need for stronger workplace safety regulations and standards that are occurring in the workplace simply because of the number of fatalities that are happening, as well as injuries and illnesses across the country.
Tell us, what are your plans to promote this?
Well, we are having several events throughout the day across the state of Michigan here. We'll have events in Lansing. We'll be at the Capitol at 12:30. Initially, it was scheduled to be outside, but those plans have been changed. As you can well imagine, we'll be inside in the Rotunda. There's also an event that's going to be happening in Monroe, Muskegon, Mount Clemens, Petoskey, Grand Rapids, as well as in the Detroit area.
Derek, how many members are in the Michigan AFL-CIO?
Well, approximately, we're looking at approximately 400,000, I think, at this point.
How many workers have died in the last year in Michigan?
Here in the last year in Michigan, we have lost 37. We had 37 fatalities just last year, and we are at 7 thus far this year.
What were the jobs of some of those folks?
Well, a lot of those jobs had to do with occupational activities, as well as in the manufacturing sector. Construction industry was a significant number of them as well.
Is that a high number, an average number? How is safety for these workers in the state?
Well, Tony, you know, a high number is one. We certainly want to do all that we can to reduce any amount of numbers of fatalities that are occurring. But, again, in 2008, we had 123 fatalities. So there is some reductions in that. But still, one is one too many.
What is your perspective on Governor Rick Snyder and his proposals in his quest to balance that $2 billion budget?
Well, we certainly have some concerns as to how that's going. And some of the things that have been proposed, in fact, are directly impacting health and safety. As you may not know, Senate Bill 1421 passed last month, which would not allow us to promulgate an ergonomic standard here in the state of Michigan. That is something that we are terribly concerned about, and the fact that over 40% of the workers' comp claims that are occurring here in Michigan are ergonomic related. So musculoskeletal disorders, back injuries, necks, carpal tunnel, all those things are occurring to Michigan workers that are happening, as well as with our health care providers.
Derek, do you get an audience with the governor or his administration? Have you been able to sit down and talk about your concerns?
Well, we have met with the legislatures and had those concerns, and our leadership is in continuous conversation with the administration.
Derek Quinney is the Health and Safety Director for the Michigan State AFL-CIO. He's also a member of the Lansing City Council. Where do you stand on the proposed tax, which will be voted upon by the citizens on Tuesday?
Well, I'm certainly in support of that. I believe that we have come to a point now where we have to address our revenue issues, and I'd like to see a significant turnout and voters vote in support of that.
From what you've heard, where do the voters stand on that from the citizens you've talked with?
Well, there's been a mixture of concerns. We've been out actively promoting that, and for the most part, they definitely recognize a need for the increase, but just some of the concerns and economic challenges that we all are experiencing at this point in time are raising some concerns, but I'm optimistic that the citizens of Lansing are going to come through and that this is going to be a positive outcome for us all.
But even with the passage of this, you're still going to be in debt many, many millions of dollars, and there are going to be some cuts.
Well, that's the downside to that, Tony, and we're working to address those. I don't know exactly what the outcome will be after the election on Tuesday, but we're certainly optimistic, and the council is working to collectively try to make this as painless as possible.
Derek, I want to get your perspective on a question that was proposed to me by a listener. This gentleman thinks that the elected officials, and not necessarily the city council, but I will direct it towards the city council from the perspective that when you have to balance a budget, when you have to find funding, elected officials are hired to make decisions. And if you don't make the right decision, I guess you lose your job. But as opposed to putting it out there to the voters and letting them take the hit, legislators need to step up and say, this is what we need to do. We need these funds, and we're going to make this decision. What's your take on that?
When you say that, I'm not exactly sure when you say make the decision. What exactly is it?
Well, this tax that's being put before the voters, it doesn't have to. Doesn't the city council have the power to say we need this funding, we're just going to go ahead and implement it?
Well, we have that is there before the voters, before the city council, and we can make that decision. But we opted to allow the citizens to give us their opinion as to where it is the cuts need to be or what they're supportive of. And police, fire, and roads are the three things that are obviously things that we need to address. And I suppose that if the voters make a decision not to support that, then that's what they've indicated to us loud and clear. But make it no. There are going to be impacts as far as reductions are concerned.
All right, and finally, Derek, and we're talking with Derek Quinney, who is the Health and Safety Director for the Michigan State AFL-CIO. He's also a member of the Lansing City Council. Finally, Derek, do you think that there is a effort by Governor Rick Snyder and his administration, as well as the Republicans, to promote business, to help business and business owners, while eliminating the power that unions have by hurting the middle class and the poor, and by making the middle class and the poor pick up the ticket, if you will, to help balance this budget?
Well, you've seen the legislation that's been introduced and some of the legislation that is certainly supportive of businesses here in the state, as well as across the country and other states as well. So I guess the answer is pretty obvious to us all.
And Derek, we look forward to talking with you again. I know you have to run. You have some other obligations. We really appreciate your time. I can't wait to talk with you again.
Thank you, Tony.